The long-awaited solid waste recycling energy working group. And so we have this much earlier in the session, but at any rate, I think what I'd like to just do today is kind of make sure, you know, check out who all the players are, where we want to go, just do a quick overview. And I think we've also had a lot of confusion about what you actually do recycle, what you don't do, what does our department already do, what do they not do, who can help us. So there's just so many people with ideas that it seemed like it would be a good thing to have this committee look at that, probably first of all, rather than some of the more statewide issues of recycling and solid waste. But I see that we have a great group of people here that we've all been working with already on various solid waste issues, and we'll probably be using your expertise quite a bit in the future. So, again, in the interest of time today, I would just like to say, I think that one of the first things we need to do, and a number of us have been talking about this already, and that is working on the state government complex, basically, making sure that we kind of have a little bit of accountability. We want everybody else in the state to recycle and be energy efficient and all of those things. And we thought everyone that I've talked to, certainly on this committee and many other places, all has ideas about how we could improve things around here. There's also confusion, I think, in that it seems like there's probably more going on organized than everyone thinks. And so we want to be sure that our local plant management has the opportunity to explain to us, you know, what we really do here in the Capitol complex, so that we don't have people running all over the place saying, well, we need to fix this. Maybe it's already in the process of being fixed. Maybe something's already been done. But so looking at some of the things, focusing first of all in our first meeting and then finding out who else, who among the committee members want to work on certain parts of this and whatever ideas people have on their own. People have been emailing me all along, and I do have a file on some of these ideas and thoughts. But it seems like confusion seems to be reigning. So we'll work on those first. And then in the future, this summer, over the interim and beyond, it would be a good idea, I think, to really familiarize ourselves with a little bit more about solid waste. So I don't know how many people on the committee have had opportunities to tour MRF's recycling centers, all those things, but as legislators are going to be dealing more and more with some of these solid waste issues, we thought it might be a good idea to get a good information base. And of course we'll be, I think, calling on a lot of you for background information for people that we can send out. So I think just to get it going, one of the things in the initial goals, again, is working on our own office, so to speak, our own Capitol complex, and looking at a couple of things, some of the resource conservation, just figuring out what our current situation is with regard to recycling. Education is a big piece that is lacking around here. People are always asking us, as those of you in recycling know, and Paul gets, Gardner, gets quite a few questions on, can I recycle this, can I not, you know, what can I do? I think all of us here are getting, you know, questions on that. So putting together a comprehensive recycling education for members and staff, and certainly part of that is going to be finding out what's already out there. But if we don't even know, if we haven't even heard beyond what we can read on a label, it seems to me like we could really work harder to improve that working with our physical plant people. We'll need to work on implementing our strategies, whatever we come up with once we decide where we need to go with that. Some things with bi-recycled, I don't even know exactly what the plan is with the state, but they certainly do have a number of provisions already in place, and between you know, Department of Administration, maybe PCA, some of those, we need to find out what's already in place with regard to that. Probably some cost-benefit tracking, which I'm sure has already been done. We can identify any gaps in that. And I don't know what else. if anybody else has any other ideas along that line, we could kind of stick that under the recycling education. Beyond that, waste reduction, what's our current situation? What have we done? And that encompasses more than just recycling. That kind of gives us some of those opportunities, as many of us have talked about, for amendments, paperless amendments. We're wondering, I really like the nice little signs down by the elevator saying that we had won, so to speak, the award for recycling the best. Well, that's only because we generate the most, I think. But anyway, it's kind of a mixed blessing. But looking at more opportunities for reducing some of the paper usage where possible. It isn't always possible, but I think we need to take a look at that. Mail management, as we know, we're flooded here with information that we may or may not be able to use, and I think people have had ideas on some unique ways to deal with that. Again, some cost-benefit tracking and anything else that we can think of in waste reduction. And with resource conservation, that is a little bit more with the energy. You know, what are we using? Of course, we walk around peering at our lights to see if there actually are fluorescent light bulbs. But some of the things with water, you know, in the bathrooms. Why is there so much, you know, do we really need this full stream of stuff? Just looking at different ways that we can cut down on energy, water, you know, resource conservation in this area. But the first step, of course, is going to be finding out what we're already doing or what, you know, the physical plant is doing and looking at some of those. So at this point, I think what I would like to do is just see, maybe we could just identify, you know, who else is here. You obviously know who's sitting, you know, up here, but if we could just go around the table a little bit and just explain, you know, what particular things you are interested in. If we wanted to start with Kate, you know, what sorts of things you had a particular interest in and might like to work on, you know, based on looking at this agenda, or just in general?
Probably resource conservation, in terms of energy and the amount we need lights on and how to set the lights and heating and cooling and understanding why it's always cold in the house chamber. And so I'm most interested in the energy aspect of it.
I'm wondering why it's always hot in the house.
We can believe we need to work on the circuit in general. I'm interested in the capital complex as an example for the state and our recycling efforts.
And I'm interested in the resource conservation. I think that we can be models for our communities, and I know in one of the communities I represent in Shoreview, as does Paul and as does Kate, we're all representing part of that city. They're working on that issue as well. I mean, the whole city is just coming out gangbusters. And one of their areas of expertise and that they're working on is resources conservation. And I think that's one thing that we could assist these communities or bring or get ideas from those communities that are working very hard in those areas. And that's what I would like to do, kind of a bridge to the community.
Paul? Thanks. And I'm glad we could get this group together and now that we have the e-waste done and out of the way. I think we can focus on other things. You know, I had suggested two goals for this group. One was to lead by example and represent the Bank of America. Alluded to, since we're asking people to do some things and we have to be able to clean up our own house, as it were. The other one is that having observed the legislation from the outside, looking in for 9 years with the Recycling Association of Minnesota, I just discovered that the level of knowledge about solid waste had kind of ebbed as other environmental issues came to the fore, and with the exception of Representative Osmer and a few others, there hasn't been that much knowledge, and I think particularly in light of a Supreme Court decision that came down last Monday, we may see people coming to the Capitol, including people in the audience, who may seek changes to law or changes in funding. I haven't been able to figure out what those things might be. And a lot of us are just going to go, huh? And I want to make sure that we have a level of knowledge from all those parties to see
how potential changes would fit in with our current policy, so I'm hoping that we can figure out what our current system is. And I have a list here from March 29th of just some ideas to cover to get up to speed. That's probably a little longer than we need to have it. I'm really hoping we can see some facilities. I see most of us are in the metro area on the list of folks, and within a matter of hours, we could actually take a look at quite a few facilities. And I'm also hoping we can hear about the business aspect of all of these things, too. Most of our waste system is privatized in Minnesota, particularly in the metro, and there are people who can lend expertise to us. I was going to suggest for our next meeting, actually, that maybe we focus on this building, that we could talk to the Department of Administration, and I know you have people in the PCA working on purchasing as well as office waste reduction, and if we could get everybody on the same page and at the same time, so that all of us who have sort of our own little pet peeves can have those addressed at once, that we don't have to go off in different directions for weeks and weeks and weeks. So conserving time, efforts, and resources would be, to do this would be a key thing for me. And if something emerges as a good idea to be in legislation for next year that probably will percolate out of this group, I don't know what it would be, but as we become more familiar with the topic and have a little light bulb go off in our head and say, oh, that sounds like something we should be thinking about, then this might be the place where those ideas percolate to the top. That's a long answer to your question.
So, that's good. And I have many of the same concerns and thoughts that that Paul has had. And noticing just the things that I noticed coming here as a freshman, last session, many things kind of come to your mind about how you should change things. So that and it never seems to happen during all the heat of everything that's going on. So it seemed like we really need to be able to look at this when things aren't so terrifically busy, which obviously isn't necessarily this time of year. But at any rate, so I was concerned about getting a focus on really practicing what we expect everyone else to do. And I think, the economic opportunities for saving money are definitely out there, and we should be doing everything that we can at the state level to make sure that we're capturing those economies and working with the agencies that we already have in place that do a fine job of that, and they're already out there. We just need to make sure that we get that going ahead. And then I think just in general, the fact that solid waste may or may not be a mature program, and things always change. And as you move along, just as our culture, as everything moves along, what worked fine a little while ago may not now. So we need to, I think, keep legislators, certainly ourselves, aware of the latest developments, make sure that we have good liaisons and connections with people in the field, whether it be with the counties, with businesses, certainly, with all of the government agencies working with that. But I just think we need to make sure that we bring things up to all together a little bit more, and doing some touring as well so that people get a chance to actually see some of the ways that we deal with solid waste, because it's really, most people, they don't have a clue what we're talking about, or that things may already be a little bit more solid than they think. So I'm looking forward to working with everybody here on that. Okay.
Well, I think some of us, since our first term, and I'm glad to see all the other first termers have been sort of muttering. It's like, well, we're used to working in work environments that are much more conscious of these sort of things, and this is much more of a tradition-bound institution, and it was designed just a physical plant at a very different era for a very different purpose. I mean, we're sitting in what used to be a courtyard, and I think more time was spent about how does the hearing rooms fit together than how does the heating plant adjust to the differences. And well, some of us aren't here much, but some of the staff that are know exactly where the hot zones are and where the cool zones are, and those sorts of things. I think we need to look at the insight and wisdom of our staff as well, because I think they experience this as well as the lobbyists or partners in a very different way than we do. I came here wanting to us to go to 8.5 by 11, and I'm just thrilled it's been part of the state government finance bill. I've had to cut a deal with the revisor's office to delay it 2 years because with the new computer system they weren't sure that they could handle too many changes all at once. And but I think we don't do enough on double-sided copying. I mean, nobody sends out the email at the start of the year that explains to everyone that you are networked into the copy machine. And it's very easy from your desk when you're requesting a copy of a bill or printing out a report that you need to take to a meeting that you can request it duplexed. That isn't standard reminder email. I mean, we think we need some of these kinds of things that just sort of start out at the beginning. Where I work, we actually have draft trays in the printers. And so that when you get all the stuff that we just dump into the recycling bin, if it's not confidential and it's not, you know, protected, you just put it in a certain bin, and then it gets recycled. And so when you're just printing out a draft of something or whatever, you get something on the other side, you don't care. And I mean, so there's some other things that we could do. And that way, I think on energy conservation, on the paper thing too, I should say that I'm on the Rules Committee. And we've had a discussion there about the idea that Melissa and others have brought forward about having a, you know, electronic only on the floor, and who needs paper copies and who doesn't, and that kind of led into a bigger discussion of our current electronic documents only come as PDFs, so you can't highlight, you can't flag things, and so people get paper copies, so they can do that. And so we're going to probably have out of the Rules Committee an IT group that will look at some of those sort of issues as well, so we should coordinate on that. And the last thing that I'd say is I'm the chief author of the Capital Restoration Bill in the House, and we need to make sure that these things get taken into account. I think the focus has been more on the bigger superstructure kind of changes and how we do waste handling, how we braille in these things, and you see the big cart coming out, carried literally by people. I mean, it's not a good workers' comp situation out of the House floor after we adjourn with all the recycling because we don't have an accessible entrance. I could see an architect designing an accessible entrance into the House chamber that was only as wide as a wheelchair and wouldn't be able to accommodate those big bins that we use for recycling. It's just those kinds of things that we need to make sure are taken into account as we get to the detailed level. With that, I'll be quiet.
You have to excuse me a little bit. I'm trying to see what this working group is all about and what it's connected with. And when I first saw the title, and I see that there is evidently a solid waste subcommittee that I was unaware of existed, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't have been aware of it. I just wasn't.
I'm looking at
that list. I'm going, yeah, that's the kind of stuff I want to be working on. I'm very interested in what we can do in house, but I really miss the old Legislative Commission on Waste Management, and I think that I'm looking at the rule and I'm going, I think that's what they're looking at, are things that are, you know, the big world stuff. And so I'm wondering what the most of the discussion so far has kind of been focused on the structures that we're in right here on the campus, and I'm wondering if that's part of our program, but we're really going to get into the bigger items, exactly. Or yep. What is the chair's intention?
That's definitely, and I'm sorry if I wasn't more clear about that. I just wanted to focus initially on, you know, get us going on some things here, you know, within this capital complex, but certainly the intent is to move well beyond that and look at the bigger picture items that are going to be coming before us. So I think we probably are looking at the same sorts of things down the road for solid waste in the state of Minnesota, but just picking this one off as the first thing to get moving with, and then doing the others as well. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I'm very interested in waste issues. Been around the legislature long enough that I know how to talk trash. Looking forward to participating in it.
I think we'll catch up right over here. Kathy?
Hi, Kathy Tingles. I guess we're just sort of talking about our interest in
what interests you have in some of the solid waste recycling issues locally and in the broader sense.
Sure. You know, I've been on the environment committee here in the House for 11 years, and so, you know, obviously these issues pass through that committee. You know, always looking for ways to conserve and, you know, what's going on in other countries, what are some of the, you know, modern issues that we're dealing with. You know, I serve on a couple of SESL committees and Council of State Government as well, so just coordinating too with other things around the country is always helpful. I just think this is the direction we need to move in, so I'm anxious to get into this more. And then also, you know, I'm the co-chair of the LCCMR. We're going to be doing site visits during the interim, and so I don't know if there's a way to coordinate some of that, and also capital investment. You know, I was looking at through the list here that Kirsten Gardner had, and I think at least one of those might be something we'll be doing with capital investments. Maybe there's a way to tag team, or I don't know if you have a budget for this committee or how that works, but maybe just open it up or make people aware of some of the existing things that are going to happen in the interim.
If we could find a facility pretty close to wherever you're going.
Yeah. Good.
Yep. One end of the state to the other.
Yeah.
Melissa? My name is Melissa Hortman. I guess my interest in this comes from two places. Our family is in the recycling business. We happen to recycle cars. And so I come from the perspective of knowing that recycling isn't just about being good to the environment, but it's also an opportunity for business growth in Minnesota. And if we're better at recycling and reusing items in Minnesota than in other places, we can make money doing it. But also from the standpoint of greenhouse gas emissions and how much we can reduce that by reduce, reuse, recycle. And the couple years prior to coming to the legislature, I worked on landfill cleanup litigation. I was defending insurers who didn't want to pay for cleanup at landfills. And it was cleanup that wasn't paid for by the lawsuits, and it wasn't being paid for by the government, and we were looking for resources to pay for cleanup. And so I learned an awful lot about landfills and how much more work there is to do in landfills. And I have very strong interest in preventing landfilling of solid waste. I'm interested in waste to energy. I think that there's some real potential for us to be doing something with our solid waste and converting it into energy, but this group would be a great place to look at whether the environmental downsides are bigger than the upsides on that.
Well, thank you, everybody. And I don't envision making this be a really long meeting. I know some people have to leave early, but I think maybe what we could do today, what I would like to do is find out who feels like they have time, who wants to work on some of the projects in this area in particular, if there are some that, you know, have a desire, I think Diane certainly, and then also taking that next step and looking at some of the bigger picture things outside of, you know, this immediate complex area. But Dennis.
Madam Chair, I need to go to another appointment because so I didn't need to head out, but I wanted to mention that Senator Fortman had a wonderful idea about trying to cut down on paper use on the floor. I understand, at least they told me the other day, that was the experiment with that. They don't deliver the amendments and so forth to my desk anymore, and they're figuring out how to do that on a regular basis. They have a little star on my desk, and that's what they're supposed to signal people not to give me the amendments. I am taking all the handouts that people have, because if there's a special message that another member has signed and wants to be handed out, I felt that should come. It's not available on computer. But anything that's available on computer does not come to my desk anymore. And I think the more legislators that request that, the more staff will get adapted to making the choices. It is difficult for them right now because it's really simple because there's only one that they have to watch out for. But if there were several of us, it gets to be more complex and they have to try and figure out what the problems are. To me, this is a good time for them to try and deal with some of that because they could actually have a little practical application during this legislative session, have the interim to be trying to figure out, seeing we're not going to be here for special session, that they'll have some time to figure that out for next year. And I just thought I'd let you know that they are starting to implement, and they have, because I have the point, says, don't give me any more paper. I refuse to have it on my desk. Don't bring it in. And that's when they decided to try and do something. But it's because of Representative Horton's idea.
My green card proposal. Can I ask, where is the star?
It's on top of them. little piece of wood that goes right across in front where your microphone sits. They didn't want to have anything. I said, well, why don't you just put a green card up there? It was a suggestion. And they said, they don't want to have anything that will show up on the television. They don't want to have flags or ribbons or things like that or there, anything that's going to, that evidently, and of course I'm from the old generation, so they evidently colors and stuff like that mean different things to different people at different times, and they just, so they want to have things out there for, that could be used for political purposes rather than just the, and so they're searching, they're hunting on how to try and do it, so maybe this committee can help them out.
Who are you working with on that?
Sergeant Ramsdorff.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe we could...
The Sergeant Ramsdorff in the Chief Clerk's office. They're working together, I think. Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, if you have time, maybe you and Melissa could work with them a little bit more on just... I think it would be great to start out our group anyway. I mean, if everybody here wants to participate in that, you know, like you said, that would give a start as to logistics of having more than one person working on that. But that, I think that's a good idea to...
Tell Representative Silver he wants us to use as much paper as possible.
Yeah. It came from a recommendation or a comment that Representative Seifert said when we had it in the Rules Committee. The rule came up to try and put that right into our rules. And he just says, well, you can just work that out with the clerk's office. I went, okay. As long as that was the direction of the majority leader, I felt that was a good direction to take. So that's what I just initiated it myself. And they followed through.
Yeah, question on that. Just wondering, I mean, you don't get it delivered to your desk. Do they actually take that into account? Are they actually making one less copy of everything?
Yeah.
And that reached that point.
And I think if we all did it, then maybe they would reduce it, but that would have to be part, I would think that should be part of the communication as well as saying, okay, you don't deliver it to us, but don't just pull it back in and put it away.
Do we want to have a list here so we can just have one person do it?
I think so.
Sandra, she can
do
it all once so we don't want 10 people doing it.
And I do have to go, Madam Chair, but the other thing is that if Representative Gardner could maybe talk about it, others who have background in it, but the lawsuit that occurred that was overturned, the flow control issue, how that really is, I think, is going to change. It's going to give you opportunities, legislators in the future, opportunities to try and do some of the work that we were, Minnesota was actively involved in back in the 80s and early 90s, and when you start getting creative again and start to really do some things that and make it so it's financially capable of, especially local governments, it's where they can handle it and do it. And now we've got some decisions. I don't know exactly how that's going to, I'd like to hear testimony and so forth on that myself to get better informed on it, but it looks like it has high potential. I wish you well, and we'll see you later.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks. We'll let you know when the next meeting is.
It does sound like we've got sort of some interests where people want to do stuff in-house and some people want to talk about the broader policy. I don't know if you could do those simultaneously in your interim.
I think
as opposed to one before the other, because we'll take it forever. But
sure.
If that occurs, I'd be happy to sort of deal with a subgroup of people dealing with the facilities, and I'd be happy to talk to the stakeholders here about making sure everybody's got the score report or whatever it is that we need and put on a CD or something so we don't have this much stuff.
Right.
And then maybe highlight certain things or back sheets, etc.
So it sounds like you kind of want to head up the local Clean Up Our Own House group.
No,
travel to the site.
Yeah, no. Stuff, but there may be some other folks who want to do the in-house stuff, which I'm happy to participate in, but
it
sounds like people have more passion to exercise than maybe I do.
Well, I think, to me, it's hard to encourage other people to change their behavior and establish policies and really push them outside when we're not exactly a good example. And I think that we have funded a lot of programs, and some of the audience here have been involved in them, that have actually really come up with good programs on energy conservation, on dealing with waste, with reducing, the whole footprint. And it seems like we ought to lead by example. I don't think it's going to take that much time and energy, quite honestly, and then we can move on to some of the bigger issues. and we can actually have some a little more credibility. I mean, I'm always amazed at how many of the high school pages are just, you know, the first introduction to government is not exactly like we're shining leaders. And I think for some of them it's really hard when they come from schools that really have put a value into a more appropriate, I think, use of resources. And they come here and see something else. And I think that... It just improves our whole image with a lot of different people.
Okay. Well, I think I would like to see us do just to kind of get moving and find out, you know, who wants to be involved, particularly, you know, with a smaller group that just works on things like fixing up the paper list, working on recycling, things within this capital complex, just how we're doing, how we're working on things. And let's see, Diane. Okay.
Madam Chair, can I ask? I'm trying to understand. Do you know, or does anybody know? I know Representative Osmond can't believe it. How does he deal with when he gets the amendments? I'm assuming then he can't be doing his emails. Does he go online to read the amendment then?
I don't know either, but that's my question.
Does he display two screens on his computer at one time, or how does he, so he can't be working on emails while he's looking at the amendment?
Madam Chair, so there's a page that you can go to that lists the amendments, and it's even better than having the paper ones because it tells you which ones have been adopted and which ones have been withdrawn. And you can minimize that screen so you can have that up side by side with your email at the same time. I usually have both up at the same time on my computer.
But how do you, when we get the paper copy, it's already on electronically? So when she asks the clerk to record the amendment, it's already available electronically?
Yeah, for example, on the last bill, on the bill that we did today, which one took forever, transportation policy, the last amendment was up on our screen but hadn't been passed out yet.
So you would...
We actually got the Emmer Amendment faster online.
You'd always have it online as soon as the person got it paper-wise.
Absolutely. But my concern is there might be some days when the computer goes out. And so I think we need whatever it is that we put on our desk that indicates we don't want the paper. We have to be able to vary that on a daily basis. Because if we're in session for an hour... we're not going to have our computers, and we're going to want the paper. And if we're there for 8 hours, it's different. Or if the server goes out, then it changes too. And what we need to come up with is a system for telling the pages how many copies to make, and that they can adjust that throughout the day even.
That sounds like, you know, you've already got a pretty good handle on how to do that. If you have time, if you'd be willing to kind of work with them to get, I think at least those of us on the committee that want to participate, set up so that we can start this, and that would, as Representative Osmond said, give everybody, you know, the staff, time to figure out how to work this in multiples as well. And also, I suppose, with the IT staff as well.
Well, I will tell you there's definitely strength in numbers, and there's strength in being very cantankerous, because we've asked many, 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 many times, and I'm just surprised that Dennis was able to get some headway on that. It'll be different, all of us coming together as a working group, than the efforts we've tried to make individually that haven't gone very far.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think that would be a great first step to get us moving in that direction. And as I understand it, there's some other states that are doing this as well. I think North Dakota does, if I'm not mistaken.
There's one other really big thing we need to do on the floor, and that's to get a system where we have a garbage on one side of our desk and a recycling can on the other. And I've requested the sergeant, and it would really help me if all of you would request that the sergeant have the pages put before we start session, recycling can, chair, garbage, chair, recycling can, chair. And they don't want to do it because we move them when we get here. But we have a real big problem with house members putting garbage in recycling, and it's embarrassing.
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yep.
To that regard, I think that you had a great idea that I think we should pursue, which is working with vendors to see if we could get developed a recycling bin that would actually fit in that triangular space between the desks, that's pretty deep. It would actually hold quite a bit. Because no matter what, the current structure we have right now, and I'm sorry you guys who haven't been on the floor, it is the floor was not designed for how it's currently used. And so we have these big clunky chairs, and we bring our computer cases, and those get thrown sometimes in the walkway, and our poor pages have to constantly go back and forth behind us, and they're tripping over both the recycling and the garbage bins. There doesn't seem to be an order in which how they distribute them through the day or the night before, because sometimes my role will have all garbage and no recycling, and some days it's all recycling. It just gets kind of strange. But and then people just get sloppy about not noticing what they've got, or they just don't care. I'm not sure what it is. But if we had in that, and triangular boxes are not hard to place. I mean, you know, whatever that would slip within there, it would clearly keep the garbage separate from everything else, and it would be easy to just take and put it there. You don't have, and we could stop having the cages tripping all the time over all the stuff that's in the aisles behind us.
Well, that is a great idea. I think what we should do is just have a small group meet and work that out rather than work it all out right here, because that's not as productive in time necessarily. So I just have Hortman, Knuth, myself, and Lasser interested in trying to get this put together. Anybody else want to be on that?
I'd be glad to do it.
Okay.
Representative Hortman and I have worked together on some of these issues already.
Okay.
What I will say is we have not done a good job at the beginning of the session of educating members of what our policies are. We've been very lacking. I think we'll have a little more strength in numbers. The staff has not been the most willing, I think, to help us along the way, and they're kind of mad sometimes because it's unfortunate they got to pick some of the stuff they have to pick out of the recycling. It's not correct. I mean, I think we should have a couple different shapes, different colors, whatever, so it gets differentiated easier for staff. I like the idea of trying this paperless stuff over. I'd just be a little careful as we go to this crunch of the next 8 days. People are going to be a little testy. I think it's great if some of us want to try.
Right.
I just don't want to have somebody mad and all of a sudden they can't read a special. I know we want to save the paper we can, but I got to be honest, we got to be careful that we don't have somebody miss a piece of paper that causes some bad legislation to happen or somebody to end up in a lawsuit or something in our efforts to save a couple pieces of printing paper. I mean, I believe we can reduce this and we can move forward, and someday we'll get to where Representative Garofalo wanted us to be, and that would be for all of us to be there. And I believe we'll get there, and I like the idea of pushing them. And so I think it's a small part. I think Representative Osmond's point is well made. This is just a small part of what
right.
we're really trying to correct. But if we don't set an example there, people see aluminum cans getting thrown in with white paper. I mean, I think it's a shame we're not separate. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. Is that white paper getting? I mean, it's 90-some% white paper, but we put our other paper in there. Is somebody pulling it out? I mean, they say they are.
They are.
And I don't know if they're still doing. If they're doing a better job now or...
Well, that's what we can find out when you go to where they do the recycling, the Department of Admin they have a wonderful complex there, and I think we'll be able to do some tours of that. But just for now, how about if we just find a time to meet, work out some of the things that we want to do with regard to this, and kind of move on to...
Don't you think there's a real education component here?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, how hard is it to just have white paper in the can? I mean, is that easy or what? I mean, just...
It's white pastel.
That's pretty simple. Don't put anything else in there. And it's just, we've got to educate our members. But I know that when Garofalo was working so hard on... And he was working on our little circle over there about not using paper amendments. And then all of a sudden, the system crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really gave him a lot of grief. We had a good time with it. So... There's two things you have to look at if the system crashes. You've got to be able to get those papers there right away.
Which kind of is a good reason to have a few of us starting it out now when there's just a couple of us. That
right.
If something goes wrong, we're not going to have heart attacks about it. We'll just kind of work around it.
but at any rate.
Can I just add one more point to that?
Sure.
You know, it's a great idea that we save this one paper here, one paper there, but then we print a 578-page bill and put it on everybody's desk. I mean, a little bit of common sense, unfortunately, would go a long ways to at least have put in one of those on every other desk. I mean, the majority of those are rubber band that really came off.
Mm-hmm.
And they were ream of paper each one. HHS bill.
Yeah. So. I think that's definitely one piece that we can look into. And then kind of moving beyond that, you know, kind of looking ahead at, I think Paul is definitely interested in setting up some tours this summer during the interim. And I would also just like to, speaking to all of you out there, as you can see, I'm kind of doing this sort of casually, thinking it's a work group and not a really official committee. But I think we would really like to make sure that we interact with your expertise as well. And at some point in time, maybe having, you know, input from you, I would appreciate getting, you know, your suggestions on what could happen, what's already being done, those of you that are working with all of these issues. Because, you know, we all know little bits and pieces of it, but we don't know all of it. I mean, we may never know all of it, but I think it would be really helpful to get your input on some, because this, as you've been listening to us talk, I'm sure you've had many ideas about, you know, what could be improved or what we really need to know that we don't. And then in the future, Not this year, obviously, or not, you know, this session, but possibly in the interim, and certainly next year at the beginning, excuse me, to be, you know, taking a little bit, you know, more testimony, if you will, or just having more information from those of you that are working with all these topics. And I think I will talk with Representative Gardner more about setting up some of these tours during the interim. Does anybody else in particular want to be working on the tours, you know, outreach, if you will? Okay. And also, you know, possibly, you know, beyond the tours, I guess expanding that to looking at some of the solid waste policies. I think that the rest of the group, once we kind of finish this initial task of figuring out, you know, how we can improve this capital complex and kind of cleaning up our own house, we'll definitely be more involved with all the other pieces as well. So so right now I have Osment, Gardner, and Tinglestead looking at some of the more long-term things as well. Does anybody have any other thoughts or ideas? I don't want to drag this on too long at this point. People have enough to do. But I just felt it was really necessary to finally get together and get going. And I know there's been frustrations like, why haven't we had this meeting yet? But so here we are. Yes.
Yeah, sure. I'm just wondering about looking at specific dates, or, you know, going to be on Wednesdays in the summer, or are you looking at anything overall for the next several months for when we would meet?
Well, I don't, you know, just because of how dispersed people are, you know, being able to meet, you know, maybe, you know, once a month, I think would be something reasonable, if that means to kind of get with everyone else, keeping in mind, you know, schedules and being able to get here. But I think a once a month meeting, and certainly being in touch with each other electronically, of course.
For those of us who have other employment, it's really nice to actually have a day that's, rather than having people come in, you know, or take, you know, for just a 2-hour get together, right, or a, you know, a half day kind of tour, but we can kind of bunch it together, and to, it would actually work better for me. I don't know if that.
For me too.
Definitely driving in.
Yeah.
So maybe, Madam Chair, if you can look, you know, what's going on through the rest of the year, tying in with LCMR and other groups.
Okay.
But, you know, it might be nice to have even some tentative dates, you know, through November or something, just so we can kind of make plans around other things. And I know most members usually come to the office at least once a month, and then you can kind of time it with that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we'll work on scheduling, as you say, tying it with some of the other committees that are already happening, to see what we can do with that, and working as a goal of finding one day a month to really focus on it, and then not much the rest of the time, unless people want to do that on their own. Anything else? Any other thoughts, suggestions? Hey. Well, in that case, I think we have some assignments. So thank you all, and thank you all of you for showing up. I didn't expect to see too many people here. But obviously, you think it's as important as we do. So thank you very much, and I'll be looking for your input.